What makes new Simply Summer's Eve Feminine Wash different? It's simple. Seriously, that's the answer. It's made with simple ingredients. Ingredients that help stop odor and help you maintain a naturally healthy pH, gently and effectively. Here's what Simply Summer's Eve ingredients do not include. Harsh chemicals, dyes, alcohol, or parabens. And it comes in light, refreshing scents like mandarin blossom and coconut water. New Simply Summer's Eve Gentle Foaming Wash and Cleansing Cloths. Gentle by nature. Click the tile to learn more.
Hi guys, this is Mia. I'm the host of Kingdom Talk, where we advance the kingdom of God one conversation at a time. It's so good to be here on today, and I'm broadcasting out of Spartanburg, South Carolina, but I'm broadcasting on WYTV7, which is out of Charlotte, North Carolina. That is Christian Broadcast Network. In the name of Jesus, we're just so excited to be here on today. And I want to let you guys know that we thank WYTV for the opportunity to come on today. We also want to let you know that WYTV7 is a nonprofit organization. We gladly accept your donations. There's no amount too small and there's no amount too big. We just want to let you know that. Thank you in advance. Okay, guys, we're going to move right on into the show we have today. Kimberly McCauley, she is a mighty woman of God, on fire for God. She's living single, saved, and holy. So we have Kim today on the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it is to live in the 21st century, to be single and to be saved and to be sold out for Christ. Let me introduce you all to Kimberly McCauley. Hey, Kim, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can't complain. It's so good to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, no problem. We're going to go ahead and dive right into it. I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Single for Christ. How did it get started?
Okay. Well, as you said, my name is Kim McCauley, and I am from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I started Single in Christ just because I wanted to encourage people who are saved, single, and patiently waiting. There is so much societal pressure and pressure from families and sometimes friends to get married. And I just wanted to create a space where it's okay to be single, it's okay to live for God, and it's okay to desire marriage or not desire marriage. Because sometimes being single, you can feel alone. And I just wanted to encourage them and let people know that you aren't alone. You're just single in Christ.
Amen. I myself am single, saved, and sold out for Christ. I've been celibate now for 15 years.
Amen.
And I thank God, and I tell people all the time, you know, we look at it and we say, and I hear people say, oh my gosh, you know, wow. And I say, of course we have our temptations and it wasn't easy. Let me tell you something. It is worth it. It really is. We have to value our body. If you don't know who you are, people don't mind telling you. And if you follow the guidelines of this world, making you feel like that you have to conform to the ways of the world, if not, you won't find your husband. I believe solely on holiness. And I believe holiness is tender. I do believe what the word of God says when he says, you know, he that find a wife, find a good thing from God. So if I'm his favor, then I need to present myself as such, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's why I don't like the cliche of, you know, she's on the market and he's on the market or she's off the market. We're not for display. We're not like meat or anything that you.
You're right.
Yeah. We have to have a standard for that. So I was just so blown away when I saw the opportunity for you to come on the show, because I myself, I'm single, saved, celibate, and sold out for God. And I want to ask you, can you give me advice or give the viewers, not myself, me advice, but can you give the viewers advice? Some of them out there feeling like that they don't want to compromise, but they're feeling like if they don't compromise, then they won't find their mate. And some of them are going on their loneliness stage. And we know the process of being celibate, it does get lonely. You see people doing and going and everything. So can you give some of the viewers out there some advice about how they need to just stay the course in their season of loneliness?
Of course. I myself have been celibate 6 years, and I thank God for that because I wouldn't be able to do it without him. And compromise is always out there. But I refuse to settle. And I encourage those people who are single and saved and who really truly believe that holiness is the way, is the right way to live, to not compromise, to don't settle. It will be worth it. Waiting will be worth it. God has promised you marriage. Even if he didn't promise you marriage, you are still living for him. You are still living holy. And when you're single and you're lonely, I think some of the things you have to do is like really press into God, really seek him, really pray, really read your Bible. And then when you're still seeking him, and then find your purpose and then fulfill it. Fulfill your purpose. Do what God has called you to do. He placed you on this earth for a reason. So go out and fulfill your purpose and serve. And while you're finding him and while you're pressing into him, you know, do some things you enjoy. Like if you want to go hiking, go hiking. You know, like if you want to go read a book, read a book. If you want to travel, travel. Just find some people, some like-minded people, some other Christians who do live the way you want to live and who value the same things you value. And go out, hang out with them, go to the movies with them, go out to eat dinner, go do things that you might not be able to do once you're in a marriage that you can do right now because you're single. Go out and serve. Go out and serve God with reckless abandon. Just go live for him. And I promise it'll be worth it. This time will be fun. You won't be lonely. You won't be seeking any person to complete you or satisfy you or, you know, to feel that urge or whatever. Just keep seeking God, keep pressing into him, find your purpose, and then just go fulfill it and have fun while you're doing it too.
Amen. It is. So once again, this is Mia Cohen from Kingdom Talk WYTV7. We're Christian Broadcast Network out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And I want to just go ahead and insert that in there to let you guys know that I'm so honored to be a part of WYTV7. So I ask you all, if you all are led in any way, shape, or form to donate, please do so. Thank you so much. Kim, I was listening very carefully mm-hmm. about what you were saying, and oftentimes we feel like we're not complete until we have a mate. And even in my time of being celibate, I found out that we're complete in God. And so if you're waiting to have the better half, whenever you come into a marriage, you don't come in 50-50. You come in 100% of yourself. So you need to already have been in tune with yourself, what you like. You have to have your own identity in marriage. So when I hear people say stuff like, you know, if I just get my husband, if I get my mate, sometimes when I hear that, it saddens me because I'm like, you should be able to be in a place to live your life holy and happy and live fulfilled when it's just you, because your fulfillment is not in your husband. Your fulfillment is in God. Everything else that's added is an incentive, you know, and I always look at it like that. If I have God and he's first and foremost in my life, I really have the total package. I really have what it is that I need. And the fact that he ordained for me to be married, that's an incentive. In fact, that if he ordained for me to have children, I'm grateful for that. But sometimes when we're single, we look for mates and we think that, you know, everything is going to be hunky and dory and everything is going to be fine once we have our mate. You know, oh, I envision me and my husband doing this. Well, take the opportunity to do it now by yourself. Take the opportunity to live and travel. You know, date yourself. Find out what it is that you like about yourself. Sometimes we can be so focus on a relationship that we never have an opportunity to be single and find out what it is that we like in ourselves because mm-hmm. we're compromising with the person that's in our life. And so I just want to tell you, I appreciate what you said. I was listening. I was like, yes, that is so true. And now on to my next question. My next question to you is, a lot of times we have people that are really doing this thing the right way, but sometimes they can kind of get what I say, the waiting rut. Well, they wait for a husband and they're so focused on a husband. But tell us a little bit about how they can begin to work while they wait. You know, don't just get stuck in that rut of saying, I want my husband, and you're focusing everything around getting a husband and you wish, you know, so they can wait. You know, you can do ministry. You can go and volunteer. You can go to schools. You can take time to go to the library and read. I know I used to go to the TV station and I used to pray for people and everything, things that I could do to glorify God instead of having my focus on just amazed. So can you talk just a little bit about working while we're waiting?
Of course. So some things you can do, of course, once you press into God and you pray and you really seek Him and you find your purpose in Him, go out, like you said, and serve. Go, if God's called you to be a missionary, go be a missionary. If God's called you to teach young children, go teach young children and find groups and people who support God's vision for your life. Where God has given you a vision, He will also give provision. So you won't have to worry about anything other than just seek fulfilling what He's called you to do. And what you can also do is go out, travel, have fun, just really live for God. And don't really focus on finding a husband or wife or finding that mate. Because sometimes when we just focus on that, we can make marriage an idol. And marriage as an idol, God said, put no other God before me. He's a jealous God. So why would He give you something when you've already fulfilled, when you've already filled that place? How can He be your God when you've already made marriage your God? So the key to making marriage not your idol is to really be content in this season of singleness, to really be content, to really live for God, to really be grateful as your life for your life as it is right now. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can, when you're married, when you're single, you still have to learn how to be content. And if you can be content right now by yourself, dating yourself, learning how to get all those flaws out of you, so when you are married, you won't be rushing into anything or you won't be fulfilling some void when only God can fill the void. You need to be able to just relax and be content in this season and do what God has called you to do. Serve, hike, hang out with like-minded people, go fulfill God's purpose for your life. Just do what He's called you to do. And by doing that, by being obedient to what He's called you to do, He'll fulfill every promise. What's really on the other side of your obedience? What are you not doing that God has called you to do? Like, who are you not helping that you're called to help? Who are you not seeking out that God's called you to seek out? Just do really what God's called you to do. And everything that He's promised you will fall into line when you seek Him first. And everything else will be added to you, His righteousness, His kingdom, every blessing will come once you really put God first and really start to be content with just Him and you in your life.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. I love a song by the Anointed Pace Sisters that says, I find contentment in you. You find contentment in God. So that's very true. Another thing I get a lot of times, and I'm pretty sure you get it too, well, I go places and people say, why are you single? You know, I can't, you know, why are you single? As if, you know, you're single because you can't get someone or you're single. And I tell people all the time, you know, people have no idea how many times I'm approached. I have a standard, you know, and I refuse to compromise with my standard. So until God sends the person that He has for me, I'll remain single. I really don't mind waiting. And I hear people say that all the time, but it's so true, you know. So I don't mind waiting on God. I don't mind waiting until God sends the person that He has for me in my life. And so I know one of the things I wanted to ask you, do you get that a lot? Do you get people asking you, are you single and why?
I do get that question. And the reason I am single is because I've decided to live holy and to wait on God. I truly believe what God has for me is for me, and that there's no time period. God's timing is best. Though I do, like you said, get in the waiting rut sometimes, but I still have to encourage myself and just truly remember that what God has for me is for me, and what He has waiting on me is the best for me. God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. So if I'm in His will, I just have to trust and believe that what He has for me is good, and it is for me, and I am willing to wait on His best for me. And like you said, I do get approached. I get these little messages in my DMs, you know, like, but yeah. You know, God is still good. And because I choose to live holy, that other people, the men that approach me, I can, you know, most times automatically see that they're not within that standard. And so even you know, some men in church who approach me, you know, just because you're in church, another caveat, doesn't always mean that they're living holy or that they're for God. But absolutely. I just want to just encourage people out there, like, while I'm waiting, you're waiting, like, but I promise, I know that I haven't received my promise yet, or I haven't gotten the marriage yet or met the man yet, but I know that what God says is true, that his promises, his word doesn't return unto him void, that his promises are yes and amen. So I'm going to stick with God, and I'm just going to wait, and I just know that it's going to be worth it.
That's right. Absolutely. Wait on the Lord, and, you know, be encouraged while you're waiting. I just had a conversation maybe about a week ago with my mom, and I was telling her, I said, you know, a lot of times in our waiting, you know, I remember when I was being trained as an intercessor, I had someone that was training me, and during my process of training, you know, it was just because it was another level of prayer. I was young. I was young. And so this, I didn't know that I had that particular mandate on my life. I just knew for me to be young, I spent hours in prayer. I didn't know I was really called to an intercessor. I had just transitioned from a Baptist church, and I really didn't know what the word meant. And so I had a woman of God that left her home and spent an entire year to train me. And one day she sat down with me and she told me, you know, just concerning me being single, she said, Mia, do you want the good, the best, or the very best? And I said, I want the very best. She said, sometimes it takes God a minute to form that. And so I always keep that in mind, even with, you know, I hear people saying, oh my gosh, 15 years. And I think to myself, yeah, now can you imagine what he's going to be like?
Right.
Can you imagine what my husband is going to be like? The fact that it's been, you know, 15 years. So when I think about stuff like that, it's very encouraging to me. And mm-hmm. So, you know, with the ministry that God is giving you, do you feel that you're called to the singles?
Yeah, I feel that I am called to singles. And I feel like that I'm single in this season for a reason. I feel like that there's a lot of pressure, you know, like a lot of pressure to get married or have children. And, you know, like some people, I guess, don't see you as complete unless you have a man beside you. But I think I'm just called to let people know that it's okay to be single. Singleness is not a disease. It's not catching. Like, it's okay to be single, and it's okay to be, maybe you're the only one in your friend group to be single. Right. But it's okay. Like, be encouraged. You're not alone. God still loves you. He still remembers you, and he still has his best waiting for you. So don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Don't try to rush into something in your own will, and then you're going to have to stay outside of God's will to keep it. Or don't compromise. Don't go sleeping around. Don't go on aimless dates just because you're lonely. Just go to God. Get some like-minded people around you, which is very key, to hold you accountable, to so you can tell them, hey, I'm feeling this way. So get some people around you that can pray for you, that can hold you up to God, that can put you before God, that can lift you up to the throne and keep you encouraged, because prayers do work. You keep praying. People keep praying. You know, ask people around you to pray for you. Keep praying for your future husband, because he's out there. He's walking. He's living. He's breathing. Or your future wife. She's walking, she's living, she's breathing, and God is working on them just like he's working on you. And when y'all get together, just imagine, like you said, just imagine it's going to be so worth the wait. And just get excited. I mean, don't be so focused on it that you know, don't enjoy this stage, but start enjoying your single stage. Like, I feel like God has called me to tell people, enjoy this time. He's giving you this time for a reason. The wait might be longer than some other people, but don't worry about them, because your walk with God is your walk with God. You don't have to worry about anybody else's. You don't have to worry about what anybody else is doing or what he's doing for them, because what he has for you is for you. And as long as you're obedient and living righteously and doing what he's called you to do, your ministry is probably going to lead him to you. Lead that husband to you or that wife to you. Like, just keep being in God. And I know it can get lonely, and you know, you're looking around and you're feeling like I'm left out. And I know I felt it too, but I have to encourage myself and remember that God is for me, and what he promised me shall come to pass.
That's
and
right.
That's it. And I just keep waiting on his very best.
All right. Well, Kim, we thank you so much for, you know, for coming on the show. And I want you guys to be on the lookout because Kim also is a part of the WYTV7. She's a part of the team. She's part of the Christian Broadcasters Network. And she's having a she has a show, and the show is called Single for Christ. And so I want you all to be on the lookout for it. You know, you see as well as I can see that she's doing great things for the kingdom of God. So, Kim, before we wrap it up, can you just give the people some advice as we come to a close? If you want to go out there, speak to the singles. And I know a lot of times when we think about singles, we categorize, you know, women. But there are some men out there that literally hold the standard of holiness. And so can you speak to them for a little bit? Just kind of give them some encouraging words before we, you know, go ahead and end the program.
Of course. And thank you for having me. So single in Christ will be for people who are single and who are saved, who want to live holy, whether you're widowed or you're divorced or you're a single parent, you're a man, a woman, or whatever race you may be. As long as you're single and you're living for Christ, single in Christ is for you. And we're just here to encourage you, to keep you encouraged, to lift you up, to help you stay the course and know that it's okay to be single. It is okay to desire marriage and that it's okay to live for God.
Amen. Amen. So you all got it and you heard it for yourself. This woman of God is awesome and she's on the move. We're so excited about what God is doing. Kim, thank you for coming on the show. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Amen.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah. There it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.